Abandoned, Part 1. He grabbed Anna by the hand and led her towards the darkened entrance. Look, I promise it'll be fun. It's like a date, just a little different, Jack grinned. Reluctantly, Anna followed, almost being dragged along through the dim-lit back streets of central London. Can't we just get dinner, then maybe a show? Anna pleaded. Jack scowled back at her. What, so you can get drunk and pour hot sauce all over my food, like that couple we saw last week? He rolled his eyes. Anna smirked. Ha ha, very funny. Oh god, yeah, that poor guy, I forgot about him. Jack's mind was already made up, and he was now determined to show Anna more of his true geeky side. The theatre is far too bougie, he replied with an upper-class sarcastic tone in his voice. This will be so much more interesting. They walked underneath the rusted underground sign hanging loosely from the crumbling bricks. Down Street Station, written on its fading lettering. A London tube station that had until recently been closed for decades, abandoned. A sealed tomb, a time capsule of a wartime era, read the words that were scrawled across a poster next to the entrance. Jack had heard that several abandoned tube stations were being reopened for a limited time only. Mostly just to allow the filming of a new TV show and various commissioned documentaries. However, once the film's crews had left, ghost tours began to spring up, promising a backstage look at the sets as well as the untouched platforms. Jack pounced on the idea and booked the tickets. Being a history buff, he was excited to see part of his grandfather's past unspoiled. His girlfriend, although supportive, was less enthusiastic. Reluctant to waste her Friday night in a dark tunnel chasing what she called real ghosts. The thought of having to catch the tube during rush hour scared her enough, never mind crawling around in the dark, amongst the rats and who knows what else was lurking down there. The solid metal door slammed behind them, jamming shut, making the small group of visitors inside jump, startled. Lights from their phones darted back and forth nervously in the darkness. A crackle broke the panic, then a spark resounded around and above their heads before lights flickered, lighting up the ticket hall, bathing it in a dim, eerie glow. An overly excited tour guide suddenly jumped out from behind a fuse box at the opposite end of the hall. "Welcome, everyone!" He clapped his hands together dramatically, and the noise reverberated off the walls. Welcome to 1930s Britain. Anna rolled her eyes in boredom and scepticism. Jack caught her unenthusiastic look and nudged her to pay attention, beaming with an uncontrollable smile on his face. You're about to see part of London that hasn't touched the outside world for over 80 years, the guy continued. Many of these abandoned stations were discontinued when larger ones were built to meet the demands of the city's growing population. However, he paused and scoured the faces watching him. Down Street has a much more sinister story hidden deep inside these aging walls. Anna knew she wouldn't like this. A chill began running down her spine as she gripped Jack's hand tighter for reassurance. On June 12, 1932, a train carriage containing 27 people came to a stop inside these tunnels, and all 27 passengers were murdered. No killer was ever caught, and no murder weapon was ever found. After a police investigation was deemed inconclusive, the station was then sealed, only to be opened once again to aid the war effort, partly repurposed as a bunker for Churchill during the critical latter stages of the Second World War. The entire tour cooed with anticipation, while Anna breathed deeply, trying to calm her nerves. There is still wartime memorabilia in the converted room, as well as all the old signage from the once public station. Would you like to go and see what we can find? The guide winked at the group and waved them to follow, leading them down a wrought iron spiral staircase and into the depths of the underground. Isn't this so cool? Jack beamed excitedly. No, it's not. Jack, I really don't think this is a good idea, Anna replied, trying to stand her ground nervously. Don't be silly. There are plenty of people here. And we'll only be down there for maybe an hour maximum. They wouldn't allow these tours at all if they weren't safe, he reassured her. Anna sighed, reluctantly following Jack down the steep steps cautiously, gripping the handrail tightly as they went,